This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ohio decided the 2004 presidential election, and many argue it was the vote of evangelical Christians there that put George W. Bush over the top. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports now on how that phenomenon has affected Ohio's current race for governor.
It was November 2004. Leaders of the Christian Coalition and family values groups in Ohio were celebrating after convincing 62% of the voters to approve a constitutional ban on gay marriage. The heavy outpouring of so-called values voters also went overwhelmingly for President Bush. That helped give him his 118,000 vote victory margin in Ohio, and with it, a second term. A leader of this revival of religion, wedded with politics, Phil Burris, vowed to keep its momentum growing.
We put out 2.5 million bulletin inserts into 17,000 churches. People of faith have come alive. We have a database now in the hundreds of thousands, and that database is not going to go to waste.
Now, the movement is organizing for this year's campaigns for governor, the legislature, and Congress. And a new star has emerged. He's Pastor Rod Parsley, a TV evangelist with a 12,000-member church near Columbus.
For too long, the values that we have held dear have been trampled underfoot while we are the largest special interest group in Ohio and in America today. And I, for one, say enough is enough.
Parsley and allies have set up several projects. Among the goals, converting 100,000 Ohioans to Jesus Christ, registering 400,000 to vote, and signing up 2,000 so-called patriot pastors to, quote, shine the light for godly candidates. At rallies the Christian conservatives have staged, one candidate for governor has been prominently featured. He's Ken Blackwell, the Republican Secretary of State. A strong conservative who's also African American, he favors lower taxes and opposes legalized abortion and gay rights.
And we refuse to give up or back up or shut up until we've made a better world for all.
Support for Blackwell from the evangelicals could amount to a powerful political punch, according to John Green of the University of Akron. The political scientist says evangelical Protestants themselves make up 25% of the population.
And if one adds to that conservative Catholics and other traditional religious people, this makes a pretty significant voting bloc, somewhere between a third and two-fifths of overall voters, and of course very important for the Republican Party.
Polls show Blackwell has surged ahead in the Republican field. That's prompted another GOP hopeful, Attorney General Jim Petro, to air TV ads that try to garner him some votes from conservative Christians, using images of a Bible and wedding rings.
What does God expect of us? To do justice? To love kindness? Nancy and I have been married for nearly 33 years. We're pro-life.
There's no mention in Petro's ads, though, that just 6 years ago he supported abortion rights. The third big-name Republican in the governor's race isn't going that far to court evangelicals. State Auditor Betty Montgomery is Christian, but her strategist Mark Weaver says she won't exploit it for political gain.
Betty Montgomery owns a Bible. She just doesn't imagine ever putting one in a television commercial, because that's not what Bibles are for.
But polls show Montgomery, the most moderate of the three Republicans, is a distant third in the race. The primary is May 2nd. 31 clergy, many of them left of center, have filed a complaint with the IRS, charging two key conservative churches have violated conditions of their tax-exempt status. Lawyer Dave Ball says it doesn't matter that evangelical movement leaders haven't officially endorsed Blackwell. Ball says they're trying to anoint him by using the churches to register only conservative voters, and that violates IRS rules.
Here's the handbook from the IRS on what to do and not do. They've done the not-do stuff right out of the book.
Pastor Parsley denies stepping over the legal line, and he's made it clear for months his movement isn't going back to the pews.
Others will attempt to relegate us to our houses of worship, but I've got news for you. Our critics cannot claim to know who we are or who sent us or who empowers us.
For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.